This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Voice of America's Mandarin Service correspondent and a multimedia journalist working for VOA have been released from custody in China after being detained for at least 6 hours Monday evening by Chinese authorities. They were interviewing a retired Chinese professor who was taken away by police during a live television interview with VOA nearly 2 weeks ago. Correspondent Yibing Ving and VOA contractor Alan Ai were taken into custody in Shandong province after talking to the professor through the closed door of his apartment. Police who were in the apartment building attempted to interrupt the interview and then separately detained both reporters. The VOA reporter said they were taken in separate vehicles to undisclosed locations on the university campus by men who identified themselves as contract security guards. They were freed before dawn Tuesday, unharmed. North and South Korea say that their respective leaders will meet sometime next month in North Korea's capital. Reuters' Grace Lee has more.
South Korea's president plans to cross over to the north in September for an unprecedented third summit with leader Kim Jong-un. On Monday, the two Koreas held a fresh round of talks at the DMZ to discuss details and announced the summit would be held in the capital of Pyongyang. It's a step forward, but not without tension over the North's nuclear program.
I think if we talk about our problems, this will be an opportunity to find the solutions that our country is looking for.
Ri Song-kwon, the chairman of North Korea's reunification committee, was cryptic on Monday, saying it's important to clear obstacles that prevent relations between the two from moving forward. And if they aren't, unexpected problems could emerge.
In Afghanistan's authorities have confirmed that 4 days of fighting with the Taliban in and around the embattled southeastern city of Ghazni has killed 100 Afghan security personnel and 30 civilians.